The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The Rachmim of Hashem on us, choosing him as his special nation, giving us a special nation.
Shalom. So, we are talking about how we experience Hashem's Rachmanis on us on a daily basis. And the more we focus on all the Rachmanis and Chasadim we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more it gives us the natural feeling of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards the future. We spoke about the wonders of the body we have, and the world we live in, the natural refuah that the body has, protecting itself. You know, sometimes it's painful, but the pain is something important for our health. We're the only being that, I mean, repairs itself. I mean, not just human beings, but all wildlife has that cleft to repair itself. The machines don't do that. And we spoke about Chasadim that we have experienced throughout history. Yesterday we spoke about the special and the greatest chesed of all, that we have Torah mitzvahs. And today I want to talk about another thing, that we were born into the Jewish nation. We are all part of this great nation, a nation that when we went out of Mitzrayim, within a short period of time of preparation, we were able to get to that point of being picked as a Mamleches Kohenim V'Goy Kodesh, a holy nation, a nation that has a special keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a nation that has a special keshu with one another. Even though people point out there's so much Machlekes, but that's a problem. Leave it for other people. We don't have to solve the world's problem. The way we solve it is each one of us should focus on the other side of it. How much we are the same. How special every member of Klal Yisrael is. And the whole world sees that. The whole world knows that the Jewish nation is different. I think it was Rabbi Yonis and Eifshitz or some other Gadol. One of the Goyim said, you know, it says in your Gemara, Atim Kruyim Odom. You are called Adam. You call simply translates, and you are considered human beings, and the rest of the world are not human beings. That's why you degrade the whole humanity except for yourselves. What's wrong with you? He said, what it means to say is, it's not the only idea of this pasuk, but one of the ideas, Adam is singular. By the Goyim, they're called Goyim, plural. Each one is for himself. Klal Yisrael is Odom, one person, one unit. All of Klal Yisrael are connected to one another. What nation is there like our nation that three times a day every Jew is praying for every other Jew? Every Shemone Esrei we daven, it's Beloshen Rabim. We're feino, not just dying for ourselves, dying for all of Klal Yisrael. Baruch Eleinu Hashem Azoy, so we should have a year of bracha, all of Klal Yisrael. Even for tshuva, hashiveinu v'nitzarosecho, we are all coming together, and we are all davening for one another. It's something we're doing, but we may not be paying attention enough of it. But it's something kedai for us to pay attention to this beautiful thing, the way Hashem set us up. And be'etzem klapi shmaya, each one affects the other one. That's what the many chazalas say, that if I do a mitzvah, it affects everybody in a positive fashion. So this is something to think about, the special Rachmanus Hashem has on us, all of Klal Yisrael. It's choosing us a nation to be his nation, that his special hashgacha. The whole world sees that Jewish nation is different than everybody else. They say there was one king that asked one of the priests,
Kol HaLashon.
I'm sure I said this before, but it's good to hear it again. That, can you prove me that God exists? And he says, yes. Look at the Jewish nation. There's no other way to explain it. So the goyim see that. The whole world sees that we're special. Something for us to focus on also. We have a special hashgacha. And the rachman, do we really deserve it? So when sorrows come, people ask, how can sorrows happen? But we should equally think, how could it be that Hashem is such rachmanus on us? The state of Klal Yisrael throughout Golos and the flat last hundreds of years when the majority of Klal Yisrael has left Torah and Mitzvahs. And even so, Kosh Bo doesn't forsake us. The Goyim, throughout history, especially for the last 2,000 years, tried to argue that Hashem has already forsaken Klal Yisrael. Many of the debates that were set up by the Christians over history was they were trying to prove the point that the time has come, the Jewish nation is switched and they're not Hashem's nation anymore. That's one of the reasons why the Rambam articulated the Yugim Lidus. We should know what are the most basic beliefs of Klal Yisrael. And this is one of the most basic beliefs of Israel. Not only will Hashem not change his religion, but he will not change his people also. We are his chosen nation. He'll never switch us. No, he says this time and again. And we see it throughout history, like we said, there were so many times it looked like that's the end of us. There was a famous mice of a guy looking for a safe in New York about 100 years ago. And Moichas Svarim went to the top shelf and he took off the dust and he said, I think this is the last one that's going to be sold in America. That's what it looked like. Torah life in America is finished. And look how it's flourishing. Hundreds of thousands of these Svarim being printed. And that gave Klal Yisrael throughout history the koyach to go onwards, because we knew we're part of unending chesed and rachmonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over thousands of years. Rav Yitzchak Zilber was once asked in the 1940s, do you believe that Mashiach will come? And he said, sure. And his friends laughed at him. He said, who's he going to come for? There's nobody left. In Russia, he wanted to become communist. In Europe, the Nazis are killing them. In America, everyone's assimilating. In Israel, the secular Zionists have no interest in the religion. You think Mashiach is going to come just for you? But he was a Baal Bitochen. I just laughed back at them. Klal Yisrael has been around for thousands of years. Nothing has changed. We've been through this before, and we'll continue onwards. So this is just something to think about. How fortunate we are as being part of this very special nation. Atem Kriyim Odom. We are the one nation that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all part of one another, and we do good for one another. And we always try to make ourselves doing even more good. So beautiful, even at hard times, how everybody kicks in. You would think that all the yeshivas and the kollelim would close up. How do they support themselves to go to America and all over the world for months? Came out to all of the people, couldn't even travel. And Parnassa was harder for many people to support them. And even so, Baruch Hashem, Hashem finds his shluchim, whether keeping the Torah going, the yeshivas going, or the chesed organizations. There's always those pure people that Hashem picks to keep us going. And each one of us can be part of that. And anyway, the person has money, so there's money. But money is not the most valuable thing. The most valuable thing is the way we could help Klal Yisrael with our acts, our maisim tovim, with our chasodim, our tefillas. Most powerful thing. Torah we learn. Shem Yizrecha, to appreciate all these gifts that Hashem gave us. And today was focusing on that we're the special nation. Amlechus Koinim V'Goy Kodesh. That Hashem is not forsaking us even when we have forsaken Him. And with this realize how reliable our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. And have pure bitochen on Him towards the future. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.